Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers.
What are the steps to be taken so one can love him or herself? That is what we're going to be talking about this time around. Welcome to Make It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, and I have with me Kitty Rose. Miss Kitty, how are you?
Yay, yay. Hey, everyone. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much, Sister Marine. It is Sister Cat, Mini Kitty Rose in the building, baby. What's good?
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. You're making me feel like I'm in New York, but that's fine. That's fine. I'll get there again one day. All right. So.
And I'll get to you. Yeah.
Not a problem. So what are the steps to be taken so one can... No, before I get to that, why do you think it's so difficult for some people to love themselves?
Because we're too busy, and since we're not taught how, we don't do it, and we don't even know that we're not doing it. We think we do it, but when we allow people to talk to us any kind of way, when we don't clean up behind ourselves, when we don't, you know, take the time to treat ourselves, when we don't rest, when we don't eat properly, when we don't pray, when we don't do certain things, you know, just because we don't or we don't make the time, then it doesn't allow us to be happy, because we get stressed down and bowed down by life, because life is hard and difficult, and, you know, it's not a cakewalk. So if you're not taking the time to enjoy your life, the opposite, the N word is going to be misery. And so many of our brothers and sisters are, unfortunately, miserable.
Yes. The fact that you said that, it is that we weren't taught that way. No. Somebody in their 30s, their 40s, they've basically been living life a particular way, or maybe even younger. Can you then be taught, because this is a nice segue into then, what then are the steps that somebody already set in their ways, you know, what are the steps that can be taken to just start loving, you know, him or herself?
Okay. Well, I think what happens, what I've noticed in my travels is that, you know, we're all, you know, acting up, acting fool, making mistakes in our 20s. Then we feel like we're an adult in our 30s, and we're trying to then now become responsible. Mm-hmm. And then our 40s, it seems like most of us get like the light bulb moment. And then by 50s, we're all at a zen point. So those 50-year-olds, you know, the baby boomers, they've gotten to that place of self-love, self-care, loving themselves, loving their life, because they've learned how to. So what our job now of the 40s and the 30-year-olds, who I don't know if they're quite in their place, set in their place yet, because they're still trying to figure it out, is that's what these broadcasts is about, like you're doing, is to share information with the next generation of what that now looks like, so they can begin to incorporate it in their lives. We as parents, the way that we live our lives, we show our children how to now take care and love themselves. Like, my daughter is 17, and she's so prissy. I didn't even know where this came from, but it came from because her grandmother's a prissy woman. I'm a prissy woman. I'm a lady. You know what I'm saying? So now that she's taking, you know, her care, her personal hygiene into consideration, she pays for, you know, I'll give an example. I didn't do this as a young person, because I was taught that you didn't do certain things until you became an adult. But my daughter is 17, and she goes get waxes. And they're not cheap. They're very expensive services to have. But up until now, you know, we tried the knit. You know, she gets hair, and she gets it thick. And it's self-conscious about her, but not only self-conscious, it creates sweat, and it's not proper hygiene in certain areas. So we tried the Nair, we tried different shaving tools, and it really, nothing worked. And then at 17, you know, when she started taking more of her own personal care and her own investment in her personal care, she looked into, well, let me see what it looks like to get waxed. And I was like against it, because I'm like, only adults do that. That's not no child thing. But I understood that she saw me in my daily care, and in her daily care of trying to figure it out. Now, this doesn't work. Let me try to figure out something else. And you know what, Mom? Because you don't all the way agree with it, but you know I have to, I will will make the investment and pay for it myself. And she does at 17. And now she will continue at 18 and 19 in her 20s, in her 30s, to do those little things to make herself feel comfortable, which all stems from the beginning stages of self-care, how we take care of ourselves, what we feed ourselves, how we, our maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we show by example. And then when we're in forums of conversation, when we're like, you know, with our nieces and our nephews, right. You know, we incorporate certain things in conversation. And that's what people are not having enough of. You know, when you're looking to talk to your teenagers or your 20-year-olds fresh out of college, like I'll give another example. Mm-hmm. My son is 22. And he just moved in with his apartment with him and his roommates, two other young men who are 22. And he was complaining last week. Oh, he was like, oh, my God, Ma, they're so nasty. They're so dirty. And I said, well, have you had a house? You guys have been a month in now. Mm-hmm. Have you had a house meeting? Have you had a house meeting yet? And he was like, no, you're right. And I said, didn't you have house meetings when it was a frat house? I said, don't you remember how, you know, how structured and that helped and was beneficial for everybody knowing their part and role? I said, now you transform that into your personal living arrangements with these mm-hmm. two young boys. Have a house meeting. You guys have to talk about your, and then they had the meeting. He said it went well. Now he said, we'll see. But mm-hmm. if you didn't have that conversation right. with him, that wouldn't have been something that maybe he would have thought about at 22. Because I don't think I was thinking about that at 22. I probably didn't learn to have a house meeting until I was in my 30s. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we've learned that you think are simple, because yeah. those things help you have a happy life. Nobody wants to come home and be stressed out because your roommates are nasty. But you didn't set the tone or the precedent from the beginning because you didn't know how.
Yeah.
So all the things that you're just doing involves being a happy life, and you just have to play it forward like you're doing with this platform. You have the information and knowledge. You mm-hmm. have to share it, because happiness is attainable. It really is.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
For all your events, such as educational forums, workshops, book launches, weddings, and more, contact Noreen Daly, the ultimate MC and event host. Visit NoreenDaly.com or follow her on Instagram at Noreen Daly Jam. Noreen Daly, creating long-lasting memories.
So what are some of the different steps that people can take to love themselves? And in answering that, is it that some of these steps, it doesn't matter the gender, or is it that based on the gender, there are different things that a man would have to do or a woman would have to do?
I don't think it depends on the gender.
Okay.
I think men and women need to learn to love themselves.
Okay.
I think men who love them, I think women get it messed up that men don't love themselves. And I think I don't think enough men love themselves. And now you're meeting men who have personal care and you want to call them metrosexuals rather than saying that they're men who take care of themselves. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, I love a well-managed woman. I tell you, my man, I can't stand when his nails are done and mine are not. You know what I'm saying? But his nails are mm-hmm. always done, clean, fresh, because he's also an essential worker, so he's out in the public every day. But even if he wasn't, he mm-hmm. knows that. Like, I love going to his house because his house is clean. You know what I'm saying? Not from a maid, not from a wife or a sister. No, him and his son, they know how to clean. They have a clean
yes.
bathroom. They got a clean refrigerator. They got a clean kitchen. Those things are important, because if I'm planning on having a life with you,
mm-hmm.
I want to live with somebody who's clean
right.
like
right.
me, because that can cause distress in my life, which will make me unhappy, not giving enough love to myself, that
mm-hmm.
I will settle with someone who's less than me. Because I'm in a bubble, or I'm in a boo boo to fool land, because I'm you know thinking that I'm not in love. I'm in, oh man, well, I can't think of it, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Why we do what we do in relationships, but ultimately,
yeah.
even in relationships, we want to be happy.
You've said a lot, and one of the things that has resonated is the whole idea that we haven't been taught, and some of us just really too busy to love ourselves. When you were talking, though, we're going through the different age groups. I recently just had my 50th birthday, and when you said in terms
Amen.
Of when you get to a certain age, I keep telling my, because in my professional life, I'm an educator. And I say to my students, when you get to a certain age or when you get to my age, you don't ask for permission to do certain things anymore.
No, ma'am.
And the opinions of very few persons matter. So I understand what you're saying, that I'm probably at my zen right about now, as you know, I'm really there. I'm really there. But if with all what we've said and somebody's listening, they're saying, boy, you know, Miss Kitty, you've said a lot, but you know, with the fact that I'm 20, I grew up getting all of this negativity, you know, in my space, you know, I'm not even sure that, yes, I will hear that I'm young, but I how then do I unlearn 20 plus years, almost 20 years or more of negativity, and I still don't necessarily love myself, you know, what would you say to that person?
Baby steps. The first thing is what they're doing now by acknowledging that they haven't quite learned to love themselves because of the 20 years of anger that they have. So now prayer, I'm telling you, sister, people think that, you know, you don't have to connect being connected to God to being a Baptist, a Jehovah's Witness, a Pentecostal, some religious organization.
Mm-hmm.
Being connected to God is being connected with yourself. So taking a moment to sit in prayer, even crying in prayer for help to start. That's what we have to be able to do. 20 years old, you angry. I'm angry. I'm in foster care. I'm in the system. My parents is locked up, or I'm out parents, or they fuck, you know, they messed up. They're not good people. I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help me. Spirit around me, help me find some level of peace. And what that might even look like is taking a bath and sitting in some water, going to the water. You know what I'm saying? Taking baby steps to figure out, you know, what they can do, because they have to ask for the help, looking to the village. You know what I'm saying? But baby steps like a bath, sister, and sitting in prayer and sitting in some water. You know something else? Lighting a candle.
Yeah.
Just sitting with yourself and asking for that anger to be removed. Looking for the baby steps. And then once one step is done, then the next milestone happens. Well, okay, I'm not as angry. So now what? And you'll be surprised. Jehovah hears you. And he will open up the spirit where angels will start coming to you, giving you little jewels. The TV will start sending you messages. The supermarket, you'll be surprised. The messages will start coming. You just got to look into that sitting, that be still. And that's what COVID really did. I hope that people got a chance to sit and be still, because even our 20-year-olds, my kids, and you know, our young people, you know, especially those like you said, they can't, that come or that are angry, you know, they don't know how to sit still. So we have to share, like you doing this message, just take a bath, sit by some water, light a candle, and just pray in that stillness for a second for the anger to be lifted. And you'd be surprised what happens.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Does your business lack branding, having difficulty realizing your vision? Look no further. Splinth Brand Design Consultancy specializes in developing personal and business brands. Services include strategic management, website creation, social media branding, and more. Visit them online at www.wearesplinth.com. Splinth, the brand you need to succeed.
I'm going to flip it slightly. What if then you are around some of these young people? Because that happens to me a lot. And I do think one of the gifts God has given me is that sometimes young people gravitate towards me, and sometimes they tell me things. So if it is that you're around some of these young people and you recognize that because some of the decisions that they continue to make over a period would be because of lack of love. Now, you're looking at it and you're seeing it and you're trying to tell them, but sometimes you don't want to be preachy to them, but you also want them to recognize, say, hey, I'm seeing you doing this, and you're doing this because of that, and I want you to stop.
Yes.
What then do you say to somebody like me who sometimes end up feeling frustrated because you're trying to get to somebody and sometimes you think you're really not getting to them because you see them keep doing some things? What then?
But you are, because your job is just to plant the seed. Because even if they don't get it then, you already know that light bulb moment is going to hit them. They may not be ready to receive just yet. So true. Your job is just to keep plugging, keep loving on them. That's our job. I'm disappointed sometimes with some of my young people that I teach, but my disappointment should be more in myself if I give up. It can't be. So okay. I can't give up. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to meet them also where they're at. So if you know that they're already damaged or got baggage and it's going to be a hard fight, then it's not going to be something that they're going to overcome in a year or two or three. It might not even be something they overcome in 5 years or 10 years. They might not hit it until they are ready to hit it. True. So our job is just to keep feeding and keep loving on them. Our job is not to get frustrated like we can do because we want them to, like, we just want to shake them. We just want to, like, what are you not getting?
yeah, that's true.
The difference with them than with us is that we didn't have someone constantly in our ear giving us real talk. We had love. We had the village. But we still didn't have real conversations. Still didn't have basic, like, we have these tools of loving yourself. So it's different, the information we're giving. So now it's just our job to keep giving because they will get it. They will get it. They will get it. And we've seen it. Let me tell you real quick. My oldest son is, that's why I love my kids because they're all different. I got three of them. My oldest son is now 25. From 11 to 22, we were not friends. This Negro even put me in jail. I even went to jail, got arrested. They call it now the pain because they let me go. But my son and I thought I was never going to win and see the light with him. And now at 25, I'm one of his best friends. He's one of my best friends. Nice. COVID, I got a chance to stay in his house for a month last year down south. And I got to watch my son be a man, be a partner, go to work every day, come home and maintain his household, cook and clean, mow his lawn, put a barbecue out and invite friends to meet his mama, take care of his mama while she was down and visiting in his home. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn how to be his mother, but not tell him what to do in his house. I had to learn how to be a guest in my grown man's house. And I left down south feeling so happy because I watched my son be an adult. So everything that we fought with and everything that I thought I was going to kill this boy ended up still resonating because he's a beautiful man.
Nice.
We have now a beautiful relationship.
Nice.
Because he's able to now take what I did give him and now apply it to his life.
Nice.
When I wanted him to, but but he's finding his way.
Good. As we're wrapping up, though, what then would you say then is a three-step process for people to love themselves?
Asking for help, praying for help, and being quiet and still to be mindful of the help you're going to receive. Learning how to listen and not listen to talk and respond, but learning how to listen to receive.
Thank you so much, Miss Kay. And we're going to be doing this again. We will. This was Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people.
Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life.